8:17, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for a look at sports now with Ted Woodward. Ted?
All right, we do have college men's basketball on the plate tonight up in Lawrence at Allen Fieldhouse. 25th-ranked Kansas hosting Texas A&M Corpus Christi. As the Islanders and the Jayhawks go at it for only the second time ever. They met the first time 15 years ago. KU coming off that loss to North Carolina is 1-1 on the season. Jayhawks have won 21 straight non-conference games at home at Allen Fieldhouse. That streak goes back 3 years now. Should be a KU win tonight. Jayhawks are a 25.5-point favorite going into this one. That'll tip off at 7 o'clock tonight in Lawrence. Over in Manhattan last night, we did have women's basketball. The K-State women are ranked 25th in the nation, and they are off to a 3-0 start. K-State ladies beat Lamar 89-61. Go to pro hockey in the National Hockey League last night. The Edmonton Oilers on home ice beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 5-4 in overtime. The winning goalie, former Wichita Thunder goalie Stuart Skinner with 15 saves for Edmonton. Oilers snap a three-game losing streak. Edmonton has only lost one home game so far this season in regulation. How about the game-winning goal in overtime came 56 seconds in? You take that whole break and you Zamboni the ice and do all that, and then 56 seconds later, it's over. Edmonton won that game last night, and Stuart Skinner got the win in goal. All right, let's go to the NBA last night. The Miami Heat at home and the Cleveland Cavaliers. No defense necessary as the Heat wins it in overtime, 140-138. The game winner came from former Kansas Jayhawk Andrew Wiggins, but you might not know it from the call of the game on the FanDuel Sports Network.
Jovic to trigger. Uh-oh!
Wow, that's undoubtedly is going to be reviewed. But my goodness. They will take a look.
Hey, good morning. It's a good two.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's a TV call, but goodness gracious. It's awful. Can you please give me a radio call so that I can actually have an announcer that's describing what's going on?
You know, and the main big part of sports is background and information and statistics and things like that.
I know.
Mike Kennedy's such a great job.
Yeah, we get spoiled by Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl telling us what's going on. Yeah.
Intelligent information.
Instead, we get that call.
Oh, wow! Oh, look at that! Oh, yeah.
You can find
it. What happened?
You know, when I was 10 years old, I could do that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So, anyway, what you didn't hear, what happened was that Andrew Wiggins had an alley-oop at the buzzer in overtime to win it for Miami. 140-138 in overtime. Wiggins with 23 points, 5 assists, 8 of 13 shooting on the night. Hey, the Miami Heat does not lose at home. They are 5-0 on home court this season. All right, we're going to flash back to one of the great games in Kansas State football history. It was 25 years ago on this night, Steve. In Manhattan, on a snowy night, 11th-ranked K-State hosting 4th-ranked Nebraska.
Wow.
And 54,000 were crammed into the stadium in Manhattan, and K-State won that game 29-28 on a snowy night. And that knocked Nebraska out of the national championship picture, and it gave K-State a clear path to the Big 12 North title. Major upset. K-State was a huge underdog, and K-State played in, and Nebraska played in that game, extreme weather, rain, sleet, and blinding snow.
Yikes.
Final score, a late touchdown pass from Jonathan Beasley to Quincy Morgan. Gave K-State a one-point lead with under 3 minutes to go, and they held on and won it. Quarterback Jonathan Beasley, 2 touchdown passes, including the game winner, to Quincy Morgan, who had 7 catches for 199 yards and 2 touchdowns in the bad weather, including the game winner. And Wichita's Jamie Ream, in the bad weather, kicked 3 field goals, contributing to K-State's lead as well. The wind chill at kickoff was 17 degrees, played in the sleet and rain, and then by the time the fourth quarter was there, it was heavy snow. Mm. It was a K-State record crowd at the time. One of the great Kansas State football wins of all time. 11th-ranked K-State beat 4th-ranked Nebraska 29-28. On a bad weather night in Manhattan 25 years ago on this night. Hey, that's sports with Steve and Ted.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. Happy Tuesday.
And I hope you're ready for a big change in the weather. But this time it's probably a change that more people can get on board with. It's going to be warming up rather significantly compared to what we've had the past couple of days. So yesterday we only managed a high of 44, but today will easily be 20 degrees warmer than that. And if you're wondering how do we get so warm so quickly, it all comes down to just a favorable wind direction and a lot of sunshine, also kind of a shifting weather pattern. But 66 is what we're thinking on a high temperature today. We'll drop to 39 degrees overnight and even warmer tomorrow. Wednesday's high up to 68 and Thursday could hit 70 degrees. Now, the record high on Friday happens to be 78. While I don't think we'll be quite that warm in Wichita, we probably won't be too far off as we're looking at mid-70s coming up. Again, that's Friday afternoon. Our next chance for rain, we've been talking about it coming in over the weekend, but new models this morning are slowing it down. So the storm coming from California may not get to us until Monday of next week. So we're now anticipating that most, if not all, of the upcoming weekend is dry, looking at highs that will be in the 60s, and then a chance for rain again right now focusing on Monday. As we start kind of looking ahead to the next couple of weeks, the overall weather pattern looks a lot wetter. So we're going to be getting some good chances for rain coming up between now and that busy travel week of Thanksgiving. So all the quiet weather that we were forecasting in November is basically here now, and things are going to be getting a little more active. 61, or make that 37 degrees this morning in Wichita. We have a mostly clear sky. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
We've had some really, really nice weather here for several weeks, so... yeah, count your blessings. One of these days it's going to snap off and get really cold, but that thing yesterday morning got down to about 21 degrees at our place. Wow, yeah. That was bad.
Yeah, it's cold, and it definitely, this cold snap that we've been in, just kind of a preview, and I think, you know, glancing ahead, it's going to turn cold, but we're going to probably hold that off until the very end of the month before that happens.
Usually
so we still have some more mild weather.
Yeah, over the years, I think usually around Thanksgiving or just that week after, you get... that old north wind whips up and away you go. So, hey, sounds delicious. Thank you, sir. Of course, that's the Storm Team 12, Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen with Steve and 10 in the morning here on KNSS. 7:14 now, and today is Tuesday, November 11th, Veterans Day. It was on this date 87 years ago, 1938, Irving Berlin's peace song, God Bless America, was sung for the first time by...
Kate Smith,
a.k.a. the First Lady of Radio, on her network radio show. All the royalties from the song went to the Boy and Girl Scouts of America.
It should be our national anthem, in my opinion.
That's a beautiful song, and especially with her voice. A terrific, terrific singer.
But, of course, it mentions God, so it'll never
well,
be
you can't
our national
do that,
anthem.
There you go.
But I find it very stirring.
There she is. Is that her?
Yes, sure
yeah,
is.
There
is.
Yeah, wow. It's quite a song. Today is...
and it was written by an American.
Right here. And
which the tune to the Star-Spangled Banner was written by some Brit.
Some Briton. Yeah. Yeah, some British guy. Birthdays today include Stanley Tucci is 65 years old today. One of my favorites. Caesar Flickerman in the Hunger Games movies and one of Meryl Streep's sidekicks in The Devil Wears Prada.
He was really good.
He was
good
really
in that.
Good yeah. at that one.
He's a good actor.
He is a very good actor.
And he loves going to Italy and eating Italian food.
65 years old today. All right, serial Guinness World Record breaker David Rush at it again. He appeared on Spanish TV series El Hormiguero and captured the title for the most cucumbers snapped in 30 seconds. In other words, bang, snack them, you know, break them in half, I guess. Rush, who holds more than 300 Guinness World Record titles, traveled to Spain to appear on that show. By the way, El Hormiguero translates, and I'm not saying it properly, but translates to the anthill. And he broke the Guinness World Record in the name of science.
Of course he did.
Yes, Rush managed to snap 65 cucumbers in half in 30 seconds, obliterating the previous record of only 50.
About 2 seconds per.
You know what? And I love cucumbers, but you know what there should be a record for? How many you can peel in an hour. You know, taking the skins off
of them? There's some work. Yeah.
Yeah. Like an old potato peeler? Yeah, I've done that before. It takes a lot of time. I can do one cucumber in about an hour and a half. And then I got to slice it.
You got a dull peeler.
Yeah, I'm not good at it. So.